significance of Imam Hussein's birthday. In the name of God, the all-merciful, the all-compassionate. Hello everyone, and our heartiest congratulations to all on a very auspicious occasion. Today is the 3rd of Sha'ban, the blessed day in the history of humanity when the saviour of faith and humanitarian values, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, was born in the year 4 AH in the city of Medina. Before we present you a special feature on the immortal martyr of Karbala, here is a passage from a supplication to God Almighty recited on this day by the faithful to seek divine blessings. O Allah, confer on us the best of gifts today and grant us success in whatever we seek, just as you gave Hussein to Muhammad, his grandfather. The angel, Fatruz, sought refuge by Hussein's cradle, and we seek shelter by his tomb. Being present at his graveside, we await his return. Amen. O Lord of all the worlds. Today is the day that revives for us memories of the dynamic life of a person who is part of a select group mentioned in the Holy Quran as the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, whose pristine purity has been vouchsafed by God Almighty himself in Ayah 33 of Surah Al-Ahzab in the Holy Quran. It is the day on which, as is obvious by the wordings of the above-mentioned supplication in the Divine Court, the All-Merciful Lord restored to the fallen angel Fatruz his former status after granting him permission to accompany Archangel Gabriel to planet Earth to congratulate Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, on the birth of his younger grandson. To be more precise, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, whose epic of Ashura is commemorated every year around the world by tens of millions of mourners, continues to inspire seekers of truth and seekers of justice against falsehood and tyranny. Imam Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, peace be upon him, needs no introduction. It would be repetitive to say he was the son of such peerless parents as the Prophet's immaculate daughter, the noblest ever lady, Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, and the infallible commander of the faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. Hailed along with his elder brother, the equally chivalrous Imam Hassan Mujtaba, peace be upon him, as leaders of the youth of paradise by the Holy Prophet, his lofty status has been mentioned by God in several ayahs of the Holy Quran. In addition to the term Ahlul Bayt, in Ayat al-Tathir. When Ayah 61 of Surah Ali Imran in the Holy Quran was revealed for holding mubahala, or challenge, to demonstrate the truth through imprecation of the liars following 3 days of inconclusive debate with the Christians of Najran, the Holy Prophet, in obedience to the divine commandment, took to the crucial field only his immediate family. His daughter, Hazrat Fatima Zahra, his son-in-law, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, his 2 grandsons, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, peace be upon them, in order to make Islam triumphant. When a group of Arabs asked the Holy Prophet how could they reward him for having enlightened them with the dynamic message of Islam, God revealed Ayah 23 of Surah Shura, saying that the token of gratitude of any Muslim in this regard is love, affection and respect for the Prophet's nearest and dearest of kin, while no one else except Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, his brother Imam Hassan Mujtaba, peace be upon him, and his parents, Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, and Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. Among other instances in the Holy Quran in praise of the Ahlul Bayt and their lofty status in paradise are the ayahs 5-22 of Surah Dahr, when Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, along with his brother, parents, and the maid Fiza, kept 3 days of fast to fulfill a vow, but gave whatever they had for breaking the fast to a destitute, an orphan, and a freed prisoner, when these persons happened to knock on the door of the Prophet's progeny on 3 consecutive days. To further specify the position of the Ahlul Bayt, the Holy Quran uses the terms Rasakhuna fil ilm, or repositories of knowledge, and Ahlul Zikr, or persons of profound remembrance. And these terms include the infallible offspring of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, that is, the 9 Imams in lineal descent from him, of whom the last is the Prophet's 12th divinely designated heir, Imam Mahdi, may God hasten his return, who will reappear in the end times to cleanse the earth of all vestiges of corruption and oppression by establishing the global government of peace, prosperity and justice. Last but not least is Ayah 107 of Surah Saf, which, after having confirmed the firm and unflinching faith of Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, and deferment of the sacrifice of his firstborn son, Prophet Ishmael, by sending a ram as replacement, says, "And we ransomed him with a great sacrifice." According to exegesis of the Holy Quran, the Arabic word Zabhina Azim, or great sacrifice, used by God Almighty, is a reference to Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, who in the full limelight of history, in order to save the essence of faith and humanitarian values, was to court martyrdom after having sacrificed in the way of God his sons, brothers, nephews, cousins, and close friends. Until this day, the martyr of Karbala's memorable sacrifice for immortalizing humanitarian values continues to be commemorated by the faithful all over the world in the months of Muharram and Safar. O God, I beseech you by the right of him who was born on this day, to whom martyrdom was promised before he appeared and was born, for whom the heavens wept, and those who are in them, and the earth, and those who are in it, before he even tread its stony grounds. Every year, on the 3rd of the month of Sha'ban, the faithful supplicate to the Almighty Creator with raised hands, invoking the right of the baby born on this day. As is clear from the wording of this passage, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, was destined to be the greatest ever martyr. He courted death in defense of godly values, in the most heart-wrenching manner, preceded by gruesome trials and tribulations, otherwise the heavens and the earth, and all they contain, would not have wept for him. And here is another passage of the same supplication that sheds more light on the brilliance of this person. The Imams are from his descent. Curative is the soil of his shrine, and triumph will be with him and the legatees of his line at his return, after their Qa'im, the promised saviour, and his lengthy occultation, until they take vengeance and avenge the blood of the martyrs, pleasing God and being the best of helpers. O Allah, bless Muhammad and his descendants, and gather us at resurrection in his fold, and settle us with him in the abode of dignity and permanence. For his dynamic move to sacrifice his life in the way of God, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, has been hailed as not only the legatee of his grandfather, father and brother, but also the legatee of the prophets, Adam, Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and others, peace be upon them, for safeguarding humanitarian values and bequeathing them to humanity. No wonder the Islamic Republic of Iran every year marks the birthday of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, as Ruze Pasdar, or Day of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, for their heroic defence of Islam and humanitarian values against terrorists and terrorism of all kinds, including state-sponsored terrorism of reactionary regimes and the United States.